Well, when you hear an air of that kind, you know what's coming. There's the finest orchestra I ever heard in my life. They all hang out together. Someday they'll hang separately.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Hello, John.
Why, hello, Bill.
Did you hear about my friend Donahue?
No, tell us about it.
Well, sir, he was running for office last election, and he was delivering an oration from the back of a wagon. And he got up and he said, "Gentlemen, for the past year I've been leader of this district, and I've done everything I possibly can for my constituents. And I'm running again for the same office. And if there's anyone has anything to say against me, here's the place to say it, up in the back of the wagon." And young fellow takes off his hat, walks out, and he says, "I want to say something." And Donahue says, "Here's the place to say it, up in the back of the wagon." The young fellow gets up, takes off his hat, walks out, and he says, "Gentlemen, you know as well as I do that the administration in our district for the past year has been rotten." He no more than got the words out of his mouth than some fella hit him over the head with a club and pulled him back in the wagon. Then Donahue stepped out at the end of the wagon and says, "Now, is there anyone else wants to say something?"
All right.
He was telling me about a friend of mine. Two Irish women were talking over the fence, Mrs. Maloney and Mrs. McGinnis. And Mrs. Maloney says to Mrs. McGinnis, "Did you hear about little Tommy Murphy? He went to the war, and while he was over there, he got shot in the abdomen." Mrs. McGinnis says, "Where's that?" And Mrs. Maloney says, "Someplace in France." He was a loyal Irishman, sir. He was always talking about the loyalty of the Irish. He was telling me about that he remembered one time when an Irish woman, she married an Orangeman. And in one corner of their home was a picture of Daniel O'Connell, and on the other side a picture of King William. And one day a member of Parliament had an occasion to enter this home and see him the two pictures. He said, "My good woman, how does it come that you have Daniel O'Connell and King William in the same room?" And she says, "I married an Orangeman." And he says, "How do you get along?" She says, "All right till the 12th of July, when me husband comes home drunk, takes down Daniel O'Connell and jumps on him." He says, "What do you do?" "Oh," she says, "sure, I don't do a thing till the next morning. Then I get up early, take down King William, go out and pawn him, buy a new Daniel O'Connell, and give him the ticket to get King William out." Fire away, boys, and I'll tell you about Donahue. Do you know a man named Donahue?
Donahue.
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 Donahue. Sure, he lives someplace about here on the avenue, and he's Irish through and through. Just the kind of man that go the route for you.
Donahue.
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 Donahue. Every time he takes his lap, tell all the cops upon the block to look out for Mr. Danny Donahoe.